What have you got for us?
Well, everyone's talking about draft, Jared and Shane, and I can tell you tonight that the AFL is strongly considering halving the length of half time in 2020. So currently it's 20 minutes,
yep.
And I understand 10 to 12 minutes is the length that they'd ideally like in 2020. There's widespread club support, but they still need to have it ratified. But this would be a significant move at a time when half time has pretty much been the only constant in the game for so many years. Jared, how long was half time when you were playing?
20 minutes. It's always been about around 20 minutes.
So the medicos like this.
Why do they like it? They don't cool down as much?
You don't cool down as much. They believe there's scientific evidence that would show that there'd be less injuries if they don't cool down as much. And I think there's a big blank spot in the middle of the games where the AFL is losing fans. Let's keep the fans. A 10-minute break is absolutely plenty, or a 12-minute break. They don't need 20 minutes.
My understanding is the networks are quite supportive of this. There is a leaking of fans, particularly if it's a reasonably one-sided game. And halving the half... is the solution to a lot of evils, and that is one, injury, and two, keeping the numbers.
How would you have liked it as a player, Jared?
Well, that's going to be interesting to hear from the players, and you know, we'll get a very quick response, I think, from the Players Association. In fact, we might get Scragger onto it right now to see if anyone would like to talk. In fact, Scragger, given that you produce Paddy Dangerfield's show, I reckon you just go quickly to Paddy Dangerfield and see if he's got some support for it.
He wants games shortened. Now, I'm not sure whether he wants the length of games shortened or the overall time from start to finish, but either way, this is a step in the right direction.
I would have thought it's going to get fan support as well, because sometimes halftime does drag on. And the fact for the networks, Jared, they can still have their break at the start of halftime, at the end of halftime, so they lose no money, and it continues the momentum of the game. I really like it.